It's important for Cuba to open up to the world. It's important for the world, in this case the United States, to open up to Cuba. What's most important is for the Cuban government to open up to the Cuban people. To me, that's the real sign of a change. And we've seen very, very little in that realm, even though there's been economic reform. Presumably, the Cuban government represents the Cuban people, but that hasn't been the case for a long time. And I think that the Cuban government must listen to the Cuban people and all the Cuban people and all the plurality of opinions. My hope and my expectation is that this change in U.S. policy will take the focus off of what the U.S. can do for Cuba and put it where it should be on what Cuba and Cubans can do for Cuba.
What's the future of communism in Cuba?
The future of communism in Cuba, actually, I think it's probably done. I mean, it was done, I think, years ago. What we have here is the surviving nationalist revolution that had made significant advances and accomplishments and social guarantees for the people that are often the envy of other countries around the world, a country that has projected those accomplishments and that power around the world in medical missions and other kinds of ways. It's also made itself very famous for standing up to a superpower and for aiding especially other people, other regimes, other governments in Africa. But I think communism was a very little part of those accomplishments, and communism is more of a label of what Cuba was imitating sometimes from Eastern Europe. I think what we have left of that is a certain commitment to socialist values, to a social contract with the people that many people, I think, in Cuba want to preserve. That is much eroded in terms of medical care, in terms of education. But communism itself, there are actually, in my estimation, there are communists in Cuba, but they don't represent the majority, and they definitely don't represent the future.
Does democracy have a hope in Cuba?
Absolutely. I think it does. I think the Cubans I know, both many within the regime, people at universities, I'm a university professor and I have many colleagues, who really want a government that respects the will of the people and enacts the will of the people, which is democracy. There are many forms of democracies. There are many shades of democracies. No democracy is perfect. And so those people, plus the many people I know in the opposition, many of the people in the independent media who are pushing for more space, even people who are reformists within the regime want a government that is more responsive to the people and that represents the people truthfully in the various shades of opinion and conviction of the people. So I do think that the democracy has a future in Cuba, but it should be a democracy that emanates from the Cuban people and not exclusively or predominantly from a foreign country.